Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and we're so pleased that you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Healthy Cells Magazine. Today we're going to talk about vein procedures. And people talk about vein surgery, but what is really entailed with these procedures, and what are the facts of having such procedures done? Well, today my special guest is Dr. Khorram Rashid of the Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and he will shed some light on this popular topic. And let me introduce you to Dr. Rashid, as his background is really fascinating and diverse. He has his bachelor's degree in chemical engineering at the University at Buffalo and also went to medical school at the University at Buffalo. He has been in practice for 4 years and partners with Dr. Harrison C. Putnam at the Facial, Plastic, and Laser Surgery and the Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. You may also be familiar with them, as they were the 2014 Reader's Choice winner for the Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and also partner with Healthy Cells Magazine. So, welcome to the show, Dr. Rashid.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, how did you come to choose plastic surgery?
Mine was a long road. I mean, when I did chemical engineering, I knew I was going to go into medicine, but I actually came into medicine thinking I was going to do cardiology.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew cardiology wasn't for me when I was what had happened was my days seemed to drag on a lot with cardiology, and my days seemingly went much faster with surgery. And so then I knew I was more surgically inclined. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like every 5 minutes I'd be looking at the clock when seeing patients as a cardiologist. And then when I was operating, you know, you'd look around and it was already 7 o'clock at night. So.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you like to get things done and done right.
Yes. Yeah. To me, it was a lot more satisfying. You know, you understand the patient, understand the problem, and then just correct it. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed working with my hands and trying to problem solve. So I think it was a much better fit with surgery, and then especially plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, it sort of tied into my chemical engineering background. It wasn't like a lot of other disciplines. One, you operate over the entire body. It's not so much methodical where, you know, you have gallstones, you get your gallbladder out. In this situation, you know, it's problem solving. Everyone is different. No one is the same. And you have to think through and how you want to approach the problem, especially when you do reconstruction. You know, mm-hmm. every defect is going to be different. Every patient is different.
Mm-hmm. And very so I rewarding, enjoy that. Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very rewarding. Yeah, I would think so. So let's jump into the meat of what we're going to talk about today. What vein procedures do you perform?
Well, there are a number of vein procedures. Now, that's why I think it's important to go to someone that does all of it, and essentially, no matter what the issue is, can address them all rather than having being it segmented. So one of the things is sclerotherapy. Mm-hmm. Another is endovenous laser ablation, cutaneous laser treatments, as well as phlebectomies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you describe to us, because listeners might think, okay, that sounds interesting, but what does that really mean? And let's start with the sclerotherapy.
Sure. In sclerotherapy, you're primarily just addressing the small spider veins. You know, patients will come in, they'll either have these little fine red telangiectasias, or they'll have these darker spider veins, and we're all familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, we used to use hypertonic saline, just very, very concentrated salt solutions. But now there's actually two FDA products that are approved for this, and I use one of them called Esclera. And so you're injecting this medication directly into the vein.
Oh.
And you're burning the vein from the inside out, and it sort of gets rid of the vein. So that's why they call her a sclerescent, because you're basically just injecting it, and that sort of dissolves and makes the vein itself go away.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the endovenous laser ablation and the cutaneous laser treatments?
So, sure. And this sort of illustrates the difference. There's medical disease, and then there's just the cosmetic portion of it as well. For endovenous laser ablation, that's actually meant for varicose veins, for reflux disease, for a chronic venous reflux disease is the issue. Patients usually don't understand that's what the issue is. But if you have a better understanding, so endovenous laser ablation, you just place a wire in through the leg and sort of burn it from the inside out. as opposed to cutaneous treatments. You know, sometimes you'll have these fine veins on the face or on the legs, and you can actually use a laser directly on them to just to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about phlebectomies?
So even after you treat the cause of the reflux disease, you can still have these dilated veins that remain. Sometimes they become small enough that, you know, we don't need to do anything else. And sometimes they're still there and they bother the patient and they can be painful as well. So in those situations, after we've treated the issue, say with endovenous laser ablation, mm-hmm. you can make a small nick over the vein and remove that particular vein. It's just done right in the office with just some numbing medication.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other two procedures that you talked about, is that a local also? Or?
Yeah, everything can be done with just numbing medication. You know, there's been a huge paradigm shift from the past. You know, mm-hmm. and 10 years ago, I was doing something different. You know, you're doing things under a general anesthetic. You're hospitalized. You know, we would only treat patients really that were near the end stage of the disease, where you know they've got huge open wounds on their legs and things like that. But nowadays, just done in the office with just some numbing medication. Patients return to work the next day. And they don't need to get to that stage where they have, you know, swollen legs and big open ulcers.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's been huge shift.
Yeah, what you've seen in the past 10 years. Now, could you explain more about veins? And also, is it all cosmetic?
It's definitely, and we've already talked a little bit about it, it's not all cosmetic. There's definitely a medical component to it. And a lot of times, patients will come in. And what may stimulate them to come in is the appearance of their legs, you know. But when you sit down and talk to them, and you know, I'll realize just by looking at it that this is not just you know, a spider vein. And then it's really understanding, you know, what's going on and what's going on. What is reflux disease? What's refluxing? Well, it's the way I would describe it would be arteries don't have valves. They have a pump, the heart, and that pushes blood through the arteries and keeps the blood moving.
Mm-hmm.
The veins don't have really a pump, or definitely not as strong of a pump. So a lot of times what's happening in veins, especially for the lower extremities, is that your calf muscles, every time you move, you're squeezing them and the blood is shot up back towards the heart. And the valves will then prevent the blood from coming back down. So they act as one-way valves, and the blood goes up, goes back towards the heart. And then when the muscle is no longer contracting, the blood should come down, but it doesn't because a valve is there to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you can have these valves break down through a number of different reasons, including genetic ones, and the valves break down, and then the blood goes up and down. And that's when patients start complaining of pain in their legs. They'll start complaining of swelling of their extremities. And then as it keeps going on, that's when you can start getting ulcers and you get varicosities from the same effect. You know, the valves are not working well. And so blood is coming back. So a vein that was maybe 2 millimeters before all of a sudden is 6, 7, 8 millimeters and dilates because it's holding on to that blood.
Mm-hmm. Do you find a lot of people come in when they're just kind of just really frustrated? I mean, all of a sudden they're seeing things. I mean, it takes a while for anything to build up.
Well, I would say in the past that was the case. You know, if patients were coming in when with these ulcers. Nowadays, I would say a lot more people realize that there's other treatments available and that they don't have to have pain or swelling. And so it seems like now I would say only like 15, maybe 20% are that far gone,
mm-hmm.
and a majority of patients are coming in sooner.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it for some people, I would think particularly women, even though men come in for this too.
Correct.
Yeah, that it is cosmetic in some cases also.
Yeah, sometimes it's just cosmetic. Actually, for the medical component, the reflux disease, 2/3 are women. And there's a number of reasons for it. One is pregnancy. So you've got that increased abdominal pressure, and so that pressure alone can break the veins down.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that estrogen actually leads to weakness.
Really?
So circulating estrogen can cause it as well. It's a contributing factor at the least.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why 2/3 of patients are women. But 1/3 of my patients are actually men. I have a number of carpenters that have come in, you know, people who are standing on their feet a lot.
Right. I was just going to ask you about that. And I'm sure that weight gain is an issue too.
Sure, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And then smoking.
Smoking, yeah. Smoking, weight gain, standing on your feet for long periods of time, being a woman, multiple pregnancies, all of these, and actually genetics. Sometimes I'll be undecided as to whether or not I want to order a study or if this patient has reflux or doesn't have it. You know, and one of the easiest ways is to say, hey, did mom or dad or anyone have varicose veins? And if the answer is yes, or if they say, oh, yeah, dad had strippings done when he was 50, then you know it's much more likely that that's mm-hmm. what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Dr. Rashid, we are going to take a quick break. We are so blessed to have Dr. Rashid with us, and he is with the Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we'll be right back.
We're here today with Dr. Khurram Rashid from Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa and the Facial Plastic and Laser Surgery Center.
Dr. Rashid, I have varicose veins. They hurt and they look terrible. But I've heard the treatment can be painful and recovery can take a long time.
Today, the most advanced option for varicose veins is a laser procedure called EVLT. This procedure is done right in our office with minimal pain and downtime. After the procedure, you can even drive home or return to work. If you have venous disease, most insurance companies and Medicare will cover this procedure.
How about the smaller spider veins that I have on my legs?
Generally, treatment for spider veins is considered cosmetic. However, since we are a complete vein treatment center, we can treat these veins as well at a very reasonable cost.
You really are the complete solution for feeling good and looking great. How can I get started?
Just call Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa at 589-3223. That's 589-3223 or visit specialface.com.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. And today our guest is Dr. Rashid of the Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery Med Spa. And we are talking about veins and the various treatments. And it's really fascinating what they can do today. So, Dr. Rashid, let's say that I come in to see you, come to your practice in regards to having my veins treated. Could you just kind of briefly tell me what my initial appointment might be like in meeting with you, and how do you prep for a treatment, and maybe what would I experience during the treatment?
I think the most important thing is just to come in and talk to your physician and to, you know, to start a dialogue to find out what the real problem is. You know, I'll get patients either way that will think they have a cosmetic issue and then really it's medical, and others vice versa as well have a medical issue but think it's cosmetic. But the big thing is just to talk and to see what the problem is. And so that's what the initial consultation is. We're just going to talk, and you'll say you're having pain. Is there any swelling that is associated with it, or is it just spider veins and little T lactasias that we need to treat? And then we just take it from there. So if you were to come in and you were to say, well, you know, I have this spider vein, and I take a look at it, I'm like, well, that's actually a varicose vein. And then we'll talk and we'll say, well, did mom or dad have a varicose veins or strippings done? You know, because the genetic component is pretty large in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to examine you and see if what's going on. If I think it's medical disease, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit further. And then the next step would be to do an ultrasound. And so we order an ultrasound to see if the initial clinical diagnosis is correct or not. And then if you do have reflux disease, that seems to be the root cause of the pain or the swelling or the ulcers, then we can talk about treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a good candidate, usually there's a trial period where you use compression stockings to see if that helps or solves the problem.
Right.
If that also doesn't work, then we move on and begin to consider endovenous laser ablation.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that you mentioned a little bit earlier about the treatment was about the burning. Now, is that something that is really painful, or could you address that?
Yeah. So it's actually, you know, if you consider it, what was going on 10 years ago, it's been a huge step. We're talking the previous surgery for this, you know, you would be under a general anesthetic, put to sleep and be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. Now we do this wide awake. My patients come in, they sit in a chair, and I numb them up. You know, you just put in a little numbing medications, and they're comfortable throughout the entire procedures. They don't really feel any of it, which is great. I say usually the worst part is the initial pinch and a burn they'll feel when I inject the numbing medication. That's about it. From there on, they don't feel much. And some of my patients are a little bit more anxious, and so, you know, you can be given a Xanax or something like that just to calm the nerves as well. And a lot of patients find that helpful as well. So it's sort of like judging the patient. If the patient gets anxious a little bit, you know, just a Xanax is more than enough, and just some numbing medications, and it can go well.
That is interesting. I never thought of that, but you're spot on. Now, in prepping to have something done like this, what if they're on blood thinners or something?
So that's a good question. This procedure, if you're on a blood thinner, we don't even stop it because, you know, this is not invasive surgery. It's just a small little incision, and then we're putting running a small little wire into the vein. So the recommendation by the American College of Phlebology is patients on a Coumadin or any of the other blood thinners to continue it. Don't even stop it.
Okay, so like in their diet or something like that, because I know with some of the plastic surgery procedures and things that you shouldn't have like a vitamin E or omega oil, you know, that type of thing.
Exactly. There's a number of medications that can, you know, predispose you to bleed, and that garlic pills, black cohosh, vitamin E, aspirin as well. Can lead to a bleeding. But with this procedure, like we said, so it's minimally invasive. It's not open surgery. None of that's going on. And so it becomes it's easy just to do it with the patient right on that medication.
Okay. So let's talk about downtime then. So does a person still have to wear compression stockings or, you know, when can I go back to work, et cetera?
So, yeah, the post-operative course. You know, usually the patients take the day off or take the morning off. We do this under numbing medication, and then they go home. You'll go home with compression garments on. So on that extremity, if we do the right leg, then you'll leave with a compression garment on the right leg, and you just have to wear it for a week. You know, that's the nice thing. Once the problem is treated, you don't need to keep wearing compression garments. It's just worn for about a week or so. And I usually write for narcotics for pain control, but I have found that most of my patients maybe take one or two pills the first night to help them fall asleep, but beyond that, don't really need it. And I've done a number of teachers here in the Peoria area, and they return to work the very next day.
Wow.
And they're standing on their feet.
Wow, that is just amazing. But I'm sure they're thrilled, though, with the results. Now, is there a lot of bruising or?
So, no. With the endovenous laser ablation, there's not a lot. You'll have some swelling where we've put in the numbing medication. But the bruising really is very minimal. It's with the phlebectomies where we're removing the vein where you can see a little bit more bruising.
And can you have both legs done at once?
Generally, no.
Okay.
I don't, you know, if a patient has a disease both in the right and left leg, we break it up. So whichever leg is worse, we'll do first, and then we'll go and do the other leg. It also is a good way to find out because sometimes, you know, there's multiple causes for having pain in your legs. So the patient can then also see if this, how much of their pain in their legs was due to the veins. So we treat one leg and see how well they do, and then we can go ahead in the future do the other leg.
And usually what's the period of time between both legs, just out of curiosity?
I would say generally about 6 weeks so that the patient fully recovers and see how much of an improvement they got in the first leg. Then we can go ahead and do it for the left leg.
Okay. Now, for legs that have ulcers and things like that that you work on, then do you do antibiotics also with something like that? Or
generally, no, because it's just a small nick in the leg, and we're well away from the areas of the ulcers. The veins that you're treating are generally not at the same position, because the most likely place to get the ulcer is actually at the ankle. because that's where you have the and if you think about it, that's the farthest from your heart. So when you're standing, that's the area that's going to swell the most.
Right.
That's the most likely place, and that swelling is what's going to lead to the ulceration. Mm-hmm. But the veins that are sort of responsible for all of this are higher. Mm-hmm. So they're two separate. It's not like you're making the incision in the ulcer, you know, and then you're worried about contamination and getting bacteria and things like that. They're actually at two separate locations.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. As a layman person asking, that's good to know. You know it from the trenches in and out. That's why you're the expert. So that's why, you know, you're coming on air and answering these questions are really good. So let's talk about insurance, because a lot of people are thinking, oh, I would love to have this done, but I don't think I can pay for this.
No, absolutely, and that's what they have to realize. If you have reflux disease, that's medical disease. You know, this is not done for cosmetics. If you're having pain in your legs, you have varicose veins, this is not for cosmesis. And so insurance companies, including Medicare, do cover these procedures. You know, as long as the patient meets criteria, you know, we'll get that initial ultrasound. If it shows, yes, you do have that disease and you're having symptoms from it, insurance companies. I've never had an insurance company say no.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, I just had a thought. How long does a procedure take, and does it depend on the seriousness of the veins?
It usually takes about an hour. From, you know, beginning to end and getting the compression garments on and then leaving the building. So I would say roughly it takes about 1 hour to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the compression garments help with the swelling and?
Yeah, the compression garments will help with the swelling and it can help in terms of, you know, patients find them comfortable as well, just to have that extra support.
Mm-hmm. And is it a one-size-fits-all type of or?
No, and that's the difference. You know, a lot of patients will be confused and they'll say, well, I have compression stockings. And these are very specific. You know, I send you to a medical supply store where you get properly measured. And we're looking for very specific amounts of pressure, like just a compression stockings is never usually tight enough. You know, we're looking at like 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury in terms of pressure. So you have to be properly fitted.
Mm-hmm. And are they difficult to put on?
They are. I have found that my assistant actually is now wonderful at placing them. So she has so much experience. You know, you're only wearing them from a week and she can give you a number of tips.
Uh-huh. That's good because I know somebody that uses them daily and her husband has to help her.
Yeah, they are tricky to get on. Another trick one of my colleagues uses, I believe it's called a Butler device where you basically it's already stretched out on this holder and you just put your leg into it like it's a shoe. And then it automatically rolls up from there. So I've seen that work well. If you're someone that's constantly using these compression stockings, that'd be something to look into.
You know, well, we'll talk after the show.
That sounds great.
Because I would like to learn more about that for this individual. And you do cosmetic work as well, right, Dr. Rashid?
Correct. A large part of my practice is cosmetic work.
Mm-hmm. And what types do you do?
We do everything from minimally invasive in terms of just doing Botox, fillers like Juvederm or Bolotero, as well as fat transfers, skin tightening procedures with Thermi-Tite as well. Those are a lot of the minimally invasive procedures that I do. And then there's everything else in terms of traditional surgery of a facelift or having your eyelids redone or neck work, breast or body work. So I do everything in terms of face, breast, and body for aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're very multi-talented.
Yes, thank you.
we're fortunate to have you. So now if someone is listening and thinking of having such a procedure done, maybe their legs have been bothering or something, what words of advice would you give them?
I would say just come in for consultation and see what the cause is and just talk to me and we can figure out what the problem is and just take it from there.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, I'm sure that you would agree to have somebody who is a specialist.
Yeah, someone that who does this routinely and who sees a number of patients doing this would be very important. And that does the entire spectrum. You know, if it does the sclerotherapy, does the endovenous laser ablation, has the topical lasers, and does the phlebectomies rather than, you know, there's some people out there who will just do the sclero or just do the phlebectomy, things like that. This way you can be rest assured, if you come in, regardless of what the vein issue is, it can be addressed.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kim.
Dr. Rashid, this has been wonderful having you on. It's really an interesting topic, and to talk to somebody who is an expert like you. Now, if you're listening to the show, you may be thinking that this is something you've wanted to do. Well, now is the time. If you're interested in having a consultation with Dr. Rashid, you can call 309-589-3223. Let me repeat that for you. 589-3223, and they're located at 7301 North Knoxville in Peoria, Illinois, or you can visit their website at specialface, all one word, lowercase.com. Again, specialface.com. And for our listeners, it was great to have you join us today for Healthy You. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, you can listen to this radio show and past shows on my website at any time for free. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. And there will you find a podcast tab. You can also read the magazine online and share articles with others. And be sure to visit us on Facebook or pick up your personal copy of the magazine at over one of our 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
We're here today with Dr. Khurram Rashid from Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa and the Facial Plastic and Laser Surgery Center.
Dr. Rashid, I have varicose veins. They hurt and they look terrible, but I've heard the treatment can be painful and recovery can take a long time.
Today, the most advanced option for varicose veins is a laser procedure called EVLT. This procedure is done right in our office with minimal pain and downtime. After the procedure, you can even drive home or return to work. If you have venous disease, most insurance companies and Medicare will cover this procedure.
How about the smaller spider veins that I have on my legs?
Generally, treatment for spider veins is considered cosmetic. However, since we are a complete vein treatment center, we can treat these veins as well at a very reasonable cost.
You really are the complete solution for feeling good and looking great. How can I get started?
Just call Central Illinois Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa at 589-3223. That's 589-3223, or visit specialface.com.